שלום ילדים, wave to me and say שלום. And this week's homework, it's all about a ga. When we write a ga, we draw like the o and like the u, and then we draw a slide. So I want you to put your finger in the air and draw for me o, take your finger off and draw a little slide. And again, finger in the air, a little roof down, take finger off, and then put the finger again and do a slide. First line, we need only to join the dots. When you join the dots, children, try to join every single dot. And then we have the word geshem. Geshem is rain. We can see it by the picture at the top. When you color in, please start and color at the Ivrit side, which is the ga. Because we start to read from ga, say ge-she-ma. So when you color in, you have to start from the Ivrit side. First the ga, then the sha, and the ma at the end. When you color the ma in, don't color in the middle. It should stay white. At the bottom of the page, please write geshem 3 times. Geshem is rain. And we have another word that starts with ga, and we know, and it is gadol. Gadol is big. And when we write gadol, it's a ga, a da, a o, and a la. And it's not on the page, but I still wanted you to know the word gadol, and geshem is part of the weather. When we speak about the weather, if it is raining outside, we say yesh geshem. Can you say it with me? Yesh geshem. If it's not raining outside, you say Ein Geshem. It's not raining. Try and say Ein Geshem. So, we talked about the ga. We talked about the word Geshem, which is rain. We said there is rain. Yesh Geshem. There is no rain. Ein Geshem. And we also talked about the word Gadol. Gadol is big. And the opposite of Gadol, small, we say Katan. Can you say Gadol with me? Gadol. Can you say Katan? Katan. Okay, I hope you'll do all the writing and beautiful coloring. Toda for listening this time. Ve-shalom. Now, when will you wave? Can you say Lehitra'ot? And again, Lehitra'ot. That means see you soon.